T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
4:07 on KDKA. The calendar says the 22nd day of April, but it's also Earth Day, as we are joined now by Sarah Alessio-Shea, Deputy Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. And Sarah, great day for a party, isn't it, to celebrate this Earth Day?
That's a great day for a party. Happy Earth Day, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you jumping on here and talking a little bit about some of the things that we can do. It seems that there is so much emphasis on plastic recycling these days. Why so? Why the emphasis there? I mean, we've gone through stages where it was cardboard, or we've gone through stages where it was glass, and then green glass and brown and clear, and separate those out. But it seems that plastic, is it just because there's so much plastic out there?
Yeah, I think it's because there's so much plastic and there's so many different types of plastic. So it is confusing and hard for, you know, just residents in different communities understand what types to put in. When you're talking about paper and metal cans and glass, it's much more simplified. So I think the plastics are difficult because there are a lot that you cannot recycle in your curbside container.
When we think about Earth Day, should we be looking at it in simply saying, you know what, I want to change some things about the way that I go about doing things? Or should we be looking at it and saying, you know what, it really doesn't take me changing a whole lot. It's maybe just being a little bit more intentional. Which do you think it is?
I think you can go either way, not to have a non-answer. But I think being more intentional and especially since PRC, we focus a lot on waste reduction, recycling, diversion. So more intentional about the products you buy, how you use things. Can you buy secondhand? Can you buy items that are recyclable? But picking kind of one or two things to focus on to start with. I think sometimes the whole idea of making big changes around environmental issues can be overwhelming for so many people, that it's good for folks to really just, is it you want to reduce what you're generating? Is it you want to start composting? Just really trying to focus on picking that one thing and seeing how you can kind of incorporate that in your day-to-day.
I think a lot of people know the buzzword or the term reusing things, right? Recycling things. When you say diversion, what does that mean? Because it's something I think kind of gets lost a lot of times in your message.
Oh, on that, that's a great point. I think sometimes we get used to like the words we use and the shortened term and all that kind of stuff, and not really explaining ourselves as well as we could be. It's mainly diverting away from the landfill. So instead of having it go into a big hole in the ground and just sit there, we want to divert it, meaning we want to put it in a recycling facility to turn it into a new product. We want to put it into a compost bin to turn it into great compost, great soil. Or we, as you mentioned, we want to reuse it. We want to purchase something secondhand, that kind of focus. So it's really just diverting away from the landfill.
There are a number of things that, and I know that there was, I believe this weekend, one of your hard to recycle events that you were putting on even this weekend. There are some things you say, well, wait a second, I can't recycle this. It's a computer monitor. Well, you still can, right? I mean, it may not be putting it in the bin and rolling it out to the street, but there are ways, even with some of these hard to recycle things, that can be used in different ways, repurposed maybe, or, and if it means taking it apart and sending off those pieces to other places, they can be recycled.
And I would say for people is reach out to PRC. You know, go to our website, prc.org. It's easy to remember. Give us a call. We're the people that think about this stuff, you know, every day, all day, so that you don't necessarily have to. So when people come across those things that they're not sure of, you know, reach out to us. That's a big part of what we want to do for people is to make it, you know, simplified, you know, hopefully as convenient as possible for them so they are motivated to, you know, make less of an impact and recycle where they can.
Sarah Alessio-Shea joining us. She's Deputy Director for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. They are the experts at recycling and encouraging us to go more green than maybe what we are already. There is an event that is coming up tonight. Is it too late to still get in on that? Can people still participate in what you're doing tonight?
People can still participate. It's a 6 o'clock. If you go to our website, there will be a link that you can click on that will join you to the webinar. It's all about just, you know, basic information on recycling and waste reduction. You can talk to our great educator and ask questions. You know, it's even something if you want to join in and listen to while you're cooking dinner or sitting hopefully on, you know, maybe a front or back porch, enjoying the sunshine. We'd love to, you know, have people join in and learn a little bit more about how to recycle just day to day.
And that website is prc.org, Pennsylvania Resources Council, prc.org, to learn a little bit more about some things that you can do. If somebody is listening to this and they're saying, you know, I hear what you're saying and I'm ready to start, where would you recommend beginning? If they haven't done a whole lot before, maybe they've got a bin and sometimes they put stuff in it, sometimes they don't. Where do you start? How do you know where to begin?
I mean, first start, I would say, is anybody out there who's not recycling and you have a curbside recycling program in your neighborhood, please start doing it. You know, recycling is a simple thing that you can do right, you know, from your kitchen or, you know, wherever your bin is. That's an easy thing to do. So really, if you can start there, if you're not already, if you are already recycling, kudos to you, high fives all around, and seeing just what are you, you know, what are you generating? What are you buying? Are the things that you're buying able to be recycled? Could you look to buy maybe less single-use plastic bottles, you know, other types of materials, more durables, reusables, those kinds of things, and maybe look and, you know, and that as a next step. There's so many different ways, you know, and kind of they're, you know, fairly simple, but it's just the hard part, I think, is getting it into your routine. And once you get it, it's part of your routine, then, you know, it's easy breezy.
This may be a very difficult question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I know that it's something that we run into at our house, and I'm sure other people do as well. Everybody wants to make a rather than getting another plastic bottle on your way to work and mm-hmm. to take your water in, everybody seems to have 12 different metal bottles these days because they're trying not to have all this plastic around. But now we've got all these aluminum things. And it's sort of like, at what point do we simply say to companies, hey, I know what you're trying to do, but enough are, I've got those. We get it. I mean, how do we draw that line without stepping on somebody's toes? Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. And one of the R's, like reduce, reuse, recycle, there used to be one talked about that's refuse, that there are just some times where we don't need something. And if you already have one of those bottles at home or two of those bottles, we don't need more of them. And being okay to say, you know, no, thank you, not taking something that you don't need is something to consider too. Sometimes we just might not need that additional item.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of one of the R's to kind of pay attention to and to consider when it works for you.
Yeah, I really like that. I really, really like that at all because we want to refuse that so we don't have refuse, right? I mean, the reality is, you know, we just don't need it. And even if it's free, it doesn't matter
exactly.
if it's just going to end up being clutter or just going to be thrown
exactly.
away. Yeah, perfect. Hey, Sarah, happy Earth Day. And if you do enjoy a bottle of wine on the back porch today, just make sure you recycle that bottle.
Okay? I will do it. Happy Earth Day.
Thank you. I don't need to tell you about recycling, do I? Probably
no,
not.
No, I'll be good. I'll definitely get that glass bottle
Probably
in
the bin. Probably not. All right, Sarah. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.